Okay, welcome back. Time to go down to Australia this hour to talk to our friend of so many years, Dr. Joseph Chapelone, MD. He is a metaphysician as well. He is a man of a great many and very interesting perspectives to bring to us, warnings, if you will. And we're going to talk about how to get ready, how to prepare for the end, capital E, N-D, which is coming perhaps sooner than we think. Hello, Dr. Joseph, and welcome back to the program. How are you?
Hello, Jeff. Thanks for having me. Yes, I've been well. I hope you are well, too.
I'm still here, sir, and I can't complain.
Jeff, it must be 20 years since we've been doing these shows.
I think, I'm in my 20th year, and I think you were on the first year or so. Yes, I think so.
Pretty close, yes. I remember after going to Mexico with Joyce Murphy.
Yeah.
Now, that trip is very important. I'm going to go back to a few of the shows we've done because we've reached many milestones that I mentioned we would come to.
Indeed.
Jeff, I want to tell your listeners that we're in the stretch. Now, that's a racing term, isn't it?
It is.
When the horses are in the stretch, it means that they're in the last furlong or so before the post, the finishing post. This is exactly where we are. Now, I'm not speaking as a doctor. I'm speaking as a metaphysician, but today I'm speaking as more than that. I won't go any further just now. However, I want to warn people, if they're easily frightened or disturbed, just to go away and watch television. I don't want to upset anyone with what I have to say. Now, you know, in this past week, a line was drawn in the sand. We have been waiting for that to occur. Mm-hmm. I think I told you in the very last show 6 months ago that the beings that are leading these nations, whom we've called archons, are demons, and they have been programmed to self-destruct. Mm-hmm. What that means is that a massive nuclear war is going to occur very, very shortly. They are playing a ping-pong ball, as it were, before this, but now with Russia putting that line in the sand, the final phase is about to begin.
Ping-pong. Ping-pong plutonium.
That's right, before this. Now, as well as that, what I requested to do the show for a couple of weeks ago was the fact that the outer limit date for finishing this work that I'm doing has shrunk right down. Now, you will recall in some of the shows, and your people will have to go back to some of the early shows, that I said in 1985 I was allowed to liberate the message that the planet is finished. We're going to select the people that are going to continue elsewhere, but the rest is going to be destroyed. And I said to you that we had a 50-year plan. The outer limit was going to be 2035. Now, I haven't mentioned that figure in the shows for a long, long time, but it has slowly been coming down from 35 to 32 to 29, 27, 22, and now it's even lower. I'm not going to give you the exact figure, but a lot of people are picking it up in their dreams and psychic visions and so on. But a decade will not pass, Jeff. A decade will not pass. We have finished a number of cycles. The one was to extricate the ones we want to salvage. Everyone has been accounted for.
Mm-hmm.
The selection has occurred. In the old biblical terms, you know, the final judgment has occurred.
All right.
Secondly, we had to reach a point where people are saying exactly what they're saying now. This is horrible. Who's running this show? This is very evil. We don't want this. In other words, they had to awaken to the fact that this planet has been run by evil, and they're about to self-destruct. They're about to destroy the whole planet. Now, there's a precedence for this. They destroyed the planet Maldek millions of years ago. A lot of those beings are here. Now, that's the asteroid belt now. some of them that were on Mars actually destroyed their atmosphere. Hmm. And they knew that this was happening, and they created a lot of tunnels where a lot of them are still living. And strangely enough, as you would have it here, they know that a massive war is coming. And what have they been building? Underground cities, underground tunnels.
Oh, in earnest, thinking, for the last 50 years.
In earnest, yes. And thinking it's going to go exactly the same way. But I'm here to tell you that it's not going to. Regardless of when this war commences, and this war is going to be massive, there's a phase of liquidation of matter is occurring. And that is the final point for this Earth. I have never mentioned this before, but I've kept my powder dry. But now, because we're in the stretch, I can say so. If you recall, I did a show shortly after George Bush Jr. got in. Right. And I think I told you, people can go back and listen to that show. I told you that the reptilians who had been controlled at the United States moved to China and to Asia for better assets. And that a very nasty type of reptilian took over the United States. And what it's done is actually fragmented and tried to destroy the United States and made you people suffer a hell of a lot in many, many ways. At that time, I told you there was an inevitable confrontation between those two types of reptilians who are the major force on this evil world, and eventually they will have a world war. And this, the line that Russia drew this week, is the start of that world war. It's not going to stop. It's going to destroy most of the United States, most of China, most of Russia, most of the world. But on top of that, no matter how quickly it finishes or how slowly it continues, this last phase of liquefaction of the physical, a term I've never used before, is going to occur, and the ones that are to continue elsewhere will continue elsewhere. I've given you numbers of who are to continue and who are not to continue, and this is real as it gets, Jeff. The only answer is this answer that I'm giving you now. You cannot make things better in the physical. The physical is finished. The physical has been a hell for all of us trapped here, except for these demons who have been like sycophants living on our energy.
Uh-huh.
And you can see what they're doing now. It's so exposed. Everyone is seeing it. And we had to wait for the moment when all these people around the world to see it and say, look, this is not right. There is something wrong here. There is no justice. There is no righteousness. There is no truth. This is not the way things should have been. When we hit that point, we were ready to go, and this is the end. We're in the final furlong.
Well, now, summed up, you've summed it up very succinctly. No mincing of words, no mistaking what you're saying.
No mincing. I've got a lot more detail I can give people, of course. I've not been very popular since I started this 30 years ago. But that's neither here nor there. Not many wanted to listen, but you and I have done shows, and you've known now from what I've said in the shows that exactly what I've said has come to pass. Now, I want to go back to the time I went to Mexico with Joyce, the late Joyce Murphy.
Yeah, this is a this is a fascinating story, and I want all of you to listen very carefully to this. It's quite remarkable. Go ahead, Joseph. We have a break coming up in about 2 minutes, but please start.
Okay. Well, now, Joyce was running expeditions to Mexico to interview people who had seen crafts, who had interacted with aliens and so on. Is that not so?
Abductees, contactees, eyewitnesses, and many of them in very small little villages unrelated to each other over wide distances.
That's right, and not intelligent people at all. Some were, some were not. And some even had photos of plasma crafts and so on. So immediately that I heard from her, I was told to go there and meet her and go with an expedition.
Uh-huh.
Now, the remarkable thing that happened when I went there, Joyce didn't know who I was, and I started asking questions of the contactees. Particularly, I remember there was an engineer in the field and a solicitor and his daughter. I said, okay, you've told us all about the meeting. Now tell me the secret that they told you. And Joyce fell off her chair. That was the reason why I went to Mexico. And they told me exactly what I wanted to hear. They said, the good are being prepared to leave the planet. The rest are being destroyed because the planet is being destroyed. And therefore, my mission was accomplished. After that, I went all around the world. I traveled for about 20 years, contacting different ones from Tibet, China, Africa, Europe, you name it, to make sure that that message had been received universally. But Joyce was amazed that because of all the time she had been there, interviewed them, she had never got that story out. It wasn't time. So that was a reality that became very real to those people who didn't know about it.
Yeah, indeed. All right, Joseph, hold on just a minute. We have to pause. We'll come right back. So consider this, what he has just said. He did travel not only all over Mexico, but around the world. And wherever he went, when he interviewed contactees, abductees, he got the same basic story an awful lot of the time, 90, 95% of the time. And that story is, of course, as he just stated it. We'll be right back with Dr. Joseph Chapelon, MD, in just a minute. Okay, and we're back with Dr. Joseph Chapelon. Preparing for the End is his latest essay, published at rents.com. You can find it there. Just do a simple search. Okay, Joseph, go ahead. It must have been amazing to do what you did. Just amazing to hear the same basic story.
Well, I closed my medical practice when the call was given to go public. The story's a lot more involved than that. You must start to guess that, Jeff.
Yeah.
I remember visiting the craft, which is outside this dimension, when I was at the age of 17 months. I know that's impossible according to the pediatric theories, Page's pediatric theories of recall or childhood recall, but it's a fact. Now, when I was 17 and started university, they visited me and said to me, look, just go ahead and do your medicine. We'll be back in 20 years, and then you'll start your work. It was slightly more than that. At 37, I got the call, but it wasn't until I was 41 that I was ready to close my practice and start work. So this was an assignment I've had in this particular incarnation. Now, the very first thing I want to tell people who are probably getting frightened now to think, oh, nuclear war is coming and the Earth is going to be destroyed, is this. You are you. You are a consciousness. You are not the body. We've been trapped by this ridiculous stupidity of science, religions, history, and the media to think we're nothing but the body. The bodies are just robotic pieces of rubbish that we use until they die off. I've been out of this dimension many, many times. I go quite often. In fact, on the 1st of August when I went there is when I was given the date for the last day, which I won't reveal just now. But what I want people to realize is real people, not soulless robots, and I'll come to that in a moment, real people who are going to continue, that we are eternal consciousnesses. Once I get out of this body and go to the dimension where the craft is, I am still me. I see the body there, but that's like a suit.
Mm-hmm.
I am still me with different abilities and properties and so on. But my consciousness is exactly the same. And we are going to be exactly the same once we get out of this physical structure, this physical dimension. Some of us are going to be picked up by crafts and then we'll drop the bodies in the cargo bay, as it were. I've explained this before. I've explained it in my books. Some of us are going to have to die off. But the moment we die, it's as if we're in another room. It's as if in a lounge room and we continue. But we don't continue as Mr. or Mr. Smith. We continue as the being we've been throughout eternity. Do you see the difference?
Sure.
Now, science denied that. Religions have denied that. They've refused to believe in incarnation, which is a filthy, evil trap anyway. And, of course, history has failed to tell us this. They won't tell us this. Now, what happens is we continue as we are, and we will know the ones we are with. Now, we're going to be in different classes. Obviously, the mineral class is going to be in its own class, the vegetable class, the animal class, the human class, the devi class is the one above us, the angelic class. And there are classes that go right up to class 12, which is the supreme consciousness. And the supreme consciousness has come down to earth many times to instruct us and tell us that this time is coming. Now, Earth is only one of the billions of planets that's involved. They're all involved. In a previous show, I told you that over 90% of the physical universe has already been corrected. The physical universe is an illicit creation by an illicit demigod. Oh. He has been harnessed and transmuted. Now, he was called Yahweh, Jehovah, call him what you like. Now, the fact that he's been transmuted and can no longer control these robots, these demons, is the reason why they're going crazy and they're programmed to self-destruct. So it's all coming together. Now, people like Jesus were ascendant, descended from class 11 and 12, from the Supreme, and to give us that. And, of course, when he dropped the body and they crucified him and so on, he couldn't care less. The body was his. He'd already long gone. His spirit had long gone. And so have all the other avatars and beings that have come here. So reality is very different to what we're taught here, which means that when we understand that, there should be absolutely no fear about nuclear war or going broke or dying or end of Earth or anything, because this has been a bloody hell. All we've done here is suffered. Everyone has suffered. Anyone that says, I don't suffer, are either liars or these demons who steal our energy.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Even they suffer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So the whole physical universe has been an illicit creation that has come to its end. And this is what I'm here to say. And I've been prepared over many, many lives to do this work. I won't give any more personal information out just yet because I don't want people to get confused. But what I want to assure them is that it's all for the good. We're going to get rid of the bad rubbish, this cancer. We're going to get rid of this cancer, and all the good people are going to continue on. Nothing of goodness is going to be lost. Now, what do you do in the meantime? You live as well as you can, in an honest way as you can. You live within the light. You live within the purity of your own heart. You live with the love that you know how to express. Now, these evil bastards that may be hearing this show or may hear this show or are out there don't know what those things mean. All they know is hate, murder, lies, theft, and so on. Just like Jesus said in John 8:44, they are liars, thieves, and murderers from the beginning, just like their father. They have nowhere to go. So the good people should just live a simple life in peace and harmony and love, and await for the light. They know who they mean. They will respond to the energy that I've put out through these shows, through my books, through my website, through my poems, and so on. I'm hated by the ones of darkness because it stirs them. But the good people know what I'm talking about, and they are the ones that are going to move on. So there should be absolutely no fear. Now, just in practical terms, I want to come down to be a doctor for a moment. I've been in medicine for 52 years now, Jeff. That tells you how old I am. Now, I've seen many, many people die. I've been many times by their bedside.
Yes.
And when you explain to them what's going to happen, it's a beautiful transition for them. It's a wonderful release from the horribleness of the pain and suffering they go through,
yeah.
Particularly if they've been with cancer or MS or something like that for a long, long time. Do you understand
right.
what I mean?
Sure do.
So release from the physical is a beautiful thing. Not that we honor death as such, not that we look forward to it, not that we're going to kill ourselves, but we must know that it's going to a better place. Now, that's for the good people. Not all people are good. There are many demons.
You can say that again.
That's right. And there are many soulless beings as well. These are just little robots, would you believe? They're just mm-hmm. bodies with no one home. They're like the little greys. They're the aliens. Most of the aliens are part of the physical as well. The little greys are little robotic aliens. They're just little robots with no soul. And so are most of the people on this earth. They are just robots. They're, their space-occupying lesion.
Mm-hmm. And that's space-occupying... That's all right. Hold on there. We have to pause. Space-occupying lesions. Very soulless,
right.
Soulless lesions at that.
That's right.
Very
that's
interesting.
That's all they are.
I got to remember that one. Space-occupying lesions. Back in a minute with Dr. Joseph Chapelon, M.D. Okay, back with Dr. Joseph Chapelon, M.D., who always brings the message, clarity, all over the place, and intensity, to be sure, to you. Okay, Joseph, go ahead.
Thank you, Jeff. Just to add another dimension to what I'm saying is, in 85, when they told me that they're giving themselves 50 years to complete this work, they said it had to be within my lifetime, within the lifetime of this body that I'm using. So that when they said 35, I was going to stretch things. I'd be 91. I thought, goodness, I'm not sure if I'm going to make it there. But since it's come down, it's going to be very, very tenable. It's very close now. And there should be no reason for anyone to be frightened of things. It's as if we're going to move from one room into another. It's going to be exactly that, and we'll attain all our own abilities and all the capacities that we've had as consciousnesses rather than limited physical beings. People are saying now all over the place something we've been waiting. I think I told you this was going to happen, that they have to awaken to the fact that things can't go on this way. They're too bad to be true. Look at what they've done over the last 4 or 5 years in the United States, just from the financial perspective. The middle class has all but disappeared. And there's been absolutely no reason for that. It's just that the ones that are in control are thieves. They're so greedy. What are they going to do with the money? And, of course, that's another reason why Russia is so incensed. That the money used to destroy the USSR was, of course, the billions and trillions that were stolen from the people of America and hidden, and all the records that thereby destroyed in 9/11, as you know. So it all ties up. That the whole thing is coming to an end point, and that's the whole message that I was told to give 30 years ago. Now, apart from giving that message, part of the work was to prepare people as much as possible. But as you know, in this world, Jeff, the truth doesn't last very long. They cover it up with as much as they can.
If it ever even gets out.
That's right. I haven't been all that effective, but that's not my fault. Just people didn't want to listen, and I'd be attacked from all sides and so on. So I just thought, look, let them be to their own selves. The ones that will find me will find me. And eventually when things start to go in a really tragic way, they will want to know the exact reason why things are going the way they are. Well, now you know, you yourself have mentioned that Russia's got more ships there in the Gulf than they can... They can destroy the whole world virtually. They can destroy the armaments that the three big nations have got, can destroy the world 68 times.
Many times over.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
That's right. So the thing is, things are going to get worse. People will have to get used to the idea that physically things are going to get worse, but with the knowledge that I've given them that is available, mentally they should get better. Now, the ones that can't handle the truth, the ones who haven't got any light within them, the ones who can't resonate with these facts, are going to descend into terminal madness. And this we've mentioned many times. And we've seen it more and more and more, have we not?
We have.
I mean, I think they said something like 60% of people over the age of 50 are now on SSRI antidepressants in America. That is a massive amount of people.
20% of the population.
But the over 50s is 60%.
Yeah.
They're the ones that can cope. But anyway, yeah, and the suicide rate now, I think is the number two
spiking straight up almost.
That's right. Now, this is because subconsciously they're picking up the end and where they're going and the fact they cannot cope with this amount of evil. So it's very important to be mentally prepared to what is going on. This is what I've been trying to do for the last 30 years. Whether I've succeeded with some or not, I'm not sure. I don't know. But I am giving up medicine now at Christmas to concentrate solely on this message because people are really going to go nuts with the changes that are going to occur. And someone will have to be there to tell them exactly, or explain exactly what's going on, Jeff. And it'll be like people like you and I to be able to tell them exactly what changes are coming and mm-hmm. what they're leading us to. If you've been a good person, you've got absolutely nothing to worry about. Now, people know if they're good or if they're rotters. They know inside whether they're any good or not. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're not the ones, the evil ones. And not only that, our psychic abilities are developing that we can see demons in front of our eyes. We can see them more and more. And we can see the ones who are empty shells. You look into their eyes and there's no one home. There's no one there. They're just phantoms. And this is going to be obvious all over the world. So people have to be ready for these things. And some of them are going to be married to demons. Some of them are relatives are going to be demonic and so on. They have to get used to the idea that they are something and those other people are maybe something else. They can't be drained by pity or sorrow or anything like that. All those others have had choices. We've all had choices. We've all known what's right and wrong throughout the millennia. And we've all lived many, many lives in many, many planets, not just this one. So we've all known, we've all been warned. Even these demons are now that are self-destructing there in Syria and China and the US and so on. They've been told, you do the right thing, you'll be okay. If you don't, you will be destroyed. And they're going to be destroyed because most of them have not turned to the light and the truth at all. And that is the real spiritual message, not the rubbish that the churches try to sell you for a few dollars. So now, what's going to happen from now on? You have to get ready for war. There's no way it can be avoided, Jeff. It's going to reach the American shores. And as I told you once before, the more things are delayed, the quicker they will happen all at once. So the war will trigger earthquakes, hunger, starvation, and so on.
Okay, hang on just a minute. Cogitate, think about that, process it, and we'll come right back with Joseph right after this. Okay, back with Dr. Joseph Chapalone, MD, as we near the end times. Terminal madness of the end times. Actually, we're not nearing them, we're in them. We're nearing the end. He wrote an essay, I don't know how many years, 15 years ago, something like that, called Terminal Madness of the End Times, and you can find it in a search at Rents.com. Please look it up and read it. Talk about a man who saw the future clearly. The madness we see virtually everywhere around us, from people on our blocks and our cities and our towns, to the so-called government of Washington, D.C., to the international global elite, who continue to kill and sacrifice countless millions of human lives without batting an eye, is in fact terminal madness. Terminal madness, not just transient or temporary. This is has become structural. It is the way that this dominant, sentient, so-called species now operates and is allowing itself to be operated by. And it is wrong as it gets. Joseph, go ahead, please.
Yes, that's exactly right. Now, the thing is that if you are a divine being, a Bible, as I call them, you are able to connect with an inner energy, Jeff. I've explained this in my writings, of course, where you will avoid this terminal madness. You'll find a peace and harmony within. And the more you do this, the stronger you become. And in spite of everything around us collapsing, your mind becomes clearer, you become happier, you become more tranquil, and you await the liberation from this hell. This is the extremely important point of the preparation for the end time. The other ones are just going to go insane. They will see death as the end of everything, whereas we see physical death as the liberation from this hell. And it's easy to do if you have just a few moments of each day to sit down quietly and try and connect with what I call a higher self, the higher part of our consciousness that has all the answers, that knows everything, has all your history, has lived for an eternity. It will slowly feed the energy and information that you need, and you'll be able to cope with everything. I mean, this is how people cure themselves of illnesses, cure themselves of mental illness, which is a separate thing altogether. But it's important that you avoid things like pollutants that will make things worse. And the biggest ones, of course, are alcohol and drugs. Keep away from those because they allow loosening of the aura that allows demonic entities within us, and they can control the body and make you feel terrible. So try and purify as much as you can. Don't eat animal products. First of all, animals are our brothers and sisters anyway. We shouldn't be eating them. But secondly, they're so filled with hormones and antibiotics and other things which are carcinogenic to our bodies that they'll make our body sick. And if you're sick, you can't really be in harmony. So I would advocate people to become vegetarian, to eat simply, to live simply, to live in harmony, avoid stress if they can, avoid anger, don't buy into arguments, don't buy into trouble. Seek that peace within, as Jesus had said, you know, the kingdom of heaven is within, and await whatever is to develop. It's not going to be long at all, Jeff. If I were to say 10 years, and it's less than that, 10 years is not a very long time. If you
no.
think of 10 years ago,
oh, no.
it's only a blinking of an eye.
That's right.
So we are all getting ready to go. And I tell you what, it'll be momentous and very joyful for all of us. But we have to live each day. We have to feed our pets. We have to clean our house. We have to wash our clothes. We have to go to work and so on. But our minds can be in that atmosphere of joy. This is what all my writings are about. This is what I've tried to awaken people to. They don't have to be crazy and mad like what we see outside there of those people that have no idea what's going on. And they can only blame themselves for being like that, because they've lost their path to the light. So people should concentrate on doing those things. They're very simple things. For goodness sake, don't listen to religions. They're there to trap you, to block you, whatever to do, regardless of who
well,
they say
they're
they
machines
represent.
They're engines of genocide, death, subjugation, and complete dominance. They're not here
That's
to
right.
foster individual creativity and success and happiness. They're here to, through the tools and tongs of fear, to force people to be subservient, and that's not a
and punishment. That's right.
That's right.
Well, they're instruments of the demigod, of the evil god, to try and block a path to the true god. So, and as we see, and science hasn't got any of these answers. You won't find one scientist that will agree with me. You won't find one doctor or psychiatrist that will agree with me. But I'm talking about a subject beyond science and psychiatry and medicine. I'm not trying to be smart or anything like that. I'm not trying to be egotistical. I'm telling you the truth. This is something beyond their comprehension because they can't comprehend it. They're not at that level. Once we reach each step, as we have done over the 20 years that we've done the shows, we've been able to confirm that that's exactly what I've said. And you would agree that I've been very consistent over the years about what we've said and what we would happen. And that essay on terminal madness at the end time was actually a blueprint of what was going to happen, because I'm in a fortunate position to be on Earth as well as outside of Earth and can plan these things for the good of the ones that are viable.
Right.
I don't want to sound egotistical there either, but
no,
it's just
don't.
Part of my role.
Sure.
Part of my job.
I understand.
So, all people can do is just go to my website, read my books if they want to, live simply, understand what's going on, don't get frightened, and wait for this event to occur.
We should throw in there, people should try to be safe as well. It's very dangerous.
Oh, yes,
don't
take risks. Don't take risks. Don't do stupid things. Help your neighbor. Share love, charity, joy, hope, everything. Be as kind as you can be, particularly to pets, to animals. Don't go out hunting, shooting. That's ridiculous. Anyone that needs the help.
Stop eating. Yeah. Stop eating meat. That's got to end.
Well, yeah, you've got to stop eating. I've already told you that's really bad for you medically anyway. And the human body was never meant to eat meat. Did you know that?
I totally believe you.
We were never meant to eat meat. The only people that get bowel cancer are meat eaters. There's one straight away.
Yeah.
And the only people that get breast cancer are people that have dairy. So that's
there
another
you go.
One.
Yeah.
So these are things they hide from people. But if share your love, if you're a loving person, love everybody. There are, most of them can't accept that love, can't share it, enjoy
yeah,
it.
You do.
But don't worry about it. It'll come back to you.
Above all, you certainly, as well as many of our listeners, understand that there has been a war to eradicate kindness. Kindness is viewed as weakness by the tyrannical elite, and that trickles down to all too many of the masses. Being kind is viewed as being flawed somehow. Kindness is what this planet is lacking more than probably any other single quantity.
Oh, yeah, because they live on exploitation. They live on injustice. They live on theft and murder. They don't want kindness. They see that as weakness.
Right.
And they live on the energy of those they can exploit. But as there are fewer and fewer that they can exploit, they are becoming more and more savage. Have you noticed that? And now
absolutely.
They don't know who to kill.
Yeah.
They're
going to
kill themselves.
Savage, yeah. Cruel, mean, enraged, angry. All these things are reactions to kindness. When you act in a kind way to someone who is afflicted with that, you will see anger and rage immediately. You'll be attacked.
Because they see that they're not kind. Yeah, they say that they're demons instead.
Right,
they're opposite.
Right. I've been
and
reading about this for years. Yeah. We've talked about this.
Yeah, now,
for
well,
a long
we've
time.
Come. We're close to the end. We're all going home. Well, the ones that have made it anyway.
So
yes,
we have Joseph. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question, just a little bit adjacent to our topic. You're in Australia. You've been watching the Fukushima catastrophe. It's a calamity. Fukushima, in and of itself, could end up being a potential species-threatening extinction event. How is it being covered in the Australian media?
Well, I'll tell you what happened yesterday. I had a patient with thyrotoxicosis, and I ordered some carbimazole, which is the drug we use for thyrotoxicosis. Now,
what is that disease? What is the disease he was diagnosed with, or she?
Thyrotoxicosis, which comes from radiation poisoning.
Okay.
That's why people take a lot of iodine. Now, as you know, nearly all the bluefin that was tested along the Pacific edge of the United States.
Yes.
Is radioactive. Now, the chemist rang me straight back and said, "We have been out of carbimazole, this drug for the thyrotoxicosis, out for months," which means that the toxicity is already Australian soils and has affected the population. It is killing us, but they won't say anything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we've been hit already.
Uh-huh.
This is one of the things. It's going to kill billions. The nuclear war will take care of most of us. But yeah, that's poisoned the world. That Fukushima has poisoned the world. And it's reached Australia already. There's no way of getting out of this end.
No.
We've got to destroy this hell completely, and we are. But it's self-destructing itself.
Indeed. All right, Joseph, that's our program tonight. Thank you for the visit. A lot of people out there listen to you very carefully, and they will in the archives as well. Take care of yourself, and we'll talk again soon. Look forward to your next X-ray.
We will, too.
Okay. All right. Take care,
Thanks
Joseph.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
Okay. Good night. Bye. His current essay is up there. I'll look under his name and guests, and you'll find it right there. Okay, back with more right after this.